Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey there, idea generators. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood brain booster, back with another lightning-fast dose of inspiration to kickstart your day. Today, we're diving into something that's more crucial than ever in this fast-paced world. Self-care for mental health. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mind is a hamster wheel spinning out of control? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to switch off, even though you desperately need a break? We've all been there, right? But here's the thing. Neglecting our mental well-being isn't just a temporary inconvenience, it can snowball into bigger issues down the road. So, let's talk about how we can prioritize self-care and keep those brains firing on all cylinders. First off, understand that self-care isn't some fluffy, indulgent treat. It's essential for your mental health. Think of it as refueling your internal battery so you can show up as the best version of yourself in every aspect of life. Now, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks every day, although those are definitely nice. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Recognize your limits. It's okay to say no sometimes. You don't have to be a superhero juggling a million things at once. Learn to set boundaries, protect your time, and prioritize what truly matters. Remember, saying no to something you don't want to do frees up space for the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. 2. Make time for movement. Exercise isn't just about physical health. It's a powerful mood booster. Even a short walk can make a difference. Find activities you enjoy, dancing, yoga, hiking, anything that gets your body moving and your mind off things. Think of it as a mental reset button. 3. Nourish your body. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel. Fuel your brain with nutritious foods, plenty of water, and limit those sugary snacks and caffeine crashes. It's like giving your brain the high-octane fuel it needs to perform at its best. 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures. Building genuine connections with friends, family, or even a supportive online community can provide invaluable support and reduce feelings of isolation. Remember, sharing your experiences and vulnerabilities with others can be incredibly liberating. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to just breathe and be present in the moment. Meditation, yoga, or simply taking a mindful walk can help you calm your racing thoughts and cultivate a sense of peace. It's like hitting the pause button on life's chaos and giving yourself a chance to recharge. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super organized lawyer juggling a demanding workload and a family. She's always on the go, constantly checking emails, attending meetings, and striving for perfection. She barely has time to eat, let alone relax. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah's feeling burned out, her sleep is erratic, and she's struggling to focus. Her once sharp mind feels foggy, and she's constantly on edge. This sounds like a classic case of neglecting self-care. By implementing those 5 key takeaways, setting boundaries, prioritizing exercise, eating nourishing food, connecting with loved ones, and practicing mindfulness, Sarah can turn things around. She starts saying no to extra projects, schedules regular walks in nature, cooks healthy meals, calls her best friend for a chat, and even tries a guided meditation app before bed. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling the difference. She's more focused, less stressed, and sleeps better. Her overall mood improves, and she feels like she's finally getting back to her energetic self. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential for living a fulfilling life. It's about giving yourself the space and tools you need to thrive, both personally and professionally. So, let's commit to making self-care a non-negotiable part of our daily routines. What are some ways you prioritize your mental well-being? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Use the hashtag #BrainstormBoostSelfCare and let's create a community that supports each other in this journey. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep growing, and most importantly, keep taking care of yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.